The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Collectively known as the Kanes.
That's right. We are the Kanes.
That's right.
Today's show
is about being driven to drama.
Oh, my goodness. Lots and lots of us get driven to drama.
Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about our approach. You know, we are basically anthropologists. We do not try to change or fix people. We are giving another possibility. The possibility of discovering the current moment of one's life. And drama arises when we worry about the future or what we should have, could have, would have done in the past. And if you can get into the current moment, life becomes easy and effortless and fun, no matter what the circumstances.
Drama definitely erupts when you say no to how life presents itself. Speaking of which, in case you haven't noticed,
we finish each other's sentences.
So we encourage you not to say no to our style of communication because that would just lead you to drama.
Right. Anyway, let's first talk a little bit about listening.
Let's.
Because most of us do not listen. We think about what's being said to see whether we agree or disagree. And we prefer being scientists in our own lives and really suspending our judgment system to hear what another person has to say, not in comparison to the way we see things or our standards, but just to hear another person's point of view. The most amazing thing happens when you do this. It pulls you out of your mind and into the current moment of your life. And that's really all it takes to achieve enlightenment in a classical sense, not the biblical sense. That was a joke, Mrs. Kane.
You're very funny. When you're talking about listening, I realize that in this format, obviously, people are listening with their ears. They're listening to hear what we're saying. They're listening to what the callers have to say. And that can pull you into the moment. There are other times when you may not be listening to a radio show or to a podcast, where listening can also involve your eyes. About a month ago, we did a course in New York City, Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle. One of our friends, Lenore, came, and she is a sign language interpreter. And she was showing us the sign language word for listening, which doesn't involve the ears.
Because deaf people, their ears don't work. So the sign language word for ears is gathering through your eyes. That's my best description of it.
It is. It's like, as if you're gathering information through your eyes. That's listening. So when faced with your thought process that are dramatic, if you gather information either from the world around you, either through your ears or through your eyes, it can pull you back into the moment and out of those dramatic thought loops that can take over.
Most drama has been trained into you growing up in the culture you grew up in. Recently, we saw this
tragedy in Korea.
In Korea, where those students died in a ship sinking. And the pictures of the relatives and their method of grieving.
Yes.
The way they went about grieving was an outward expression of agony, as though that is the correct way to grieve. In some societies, it is. We've been taught to be dramatic. If you really want to see some good drama, catch some Mexican soap operas. You know, we work in Costa Rica, and we used to, in one of the places we worked there, had a television that we would watch occasionally, and between courses, and what was on were Mexican soap operas. And their propensity towards drama is extreme. And, well, so is the American soap operas, if you tell the truth about it. I think soap operas in general are actually an excellent term. You can either have the soap opera of your life, or you can live your life. The soap opera is when you jump into drama. Now, unless you're an actor who's getting paid for it, we suggest that you don't do that. You should only be paid for your drama.
Getting dramatic is so not good for you on so many levels. What we talk about, what we teach, what we guide, what we live is about being in the hum of well-being. When you jump into a dramatic mindset, you create all sorts of things going on in your body that is not good for you in any way, shape, or form. And so today, as we go along, we're going to do our best to support you in climbing out of that seat, the driver's seat, where you're driving yourself to drama. But one of the things, as you notice, as I said, the driver's seat where you are driving yourself to drama,
because,
and that is personal responsibility.
Right, because you do that with the situation. Now, here's the thing. There are three basic ideas that we have which will support you in not having to drive yourself to drama. The first one is, if you resist anything, it gets stronger and it dominates your life. The second is that life shows up exactly as it does. And in a way, we should reverse the order, because life shows up exactly as it does in the current moment of our lives, and we have no control over that at all. It just shows up as a fact. We can resist it, and then we go to drama, and it persists, and it takes forever to dissipate, or you can allow whatever's happening to happen as though it's your idea. And when you do that, those things that you've been resisting dissolve, because if there's no resistance, it can't continue. It needs resistance to stay in place.
Which is actually the third idea. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
So, given those ideas, we're going to take a caller.
Yeah, let's do it. We have Erica on the line. Where are you calling from, Erica?
I'm calling from Thousand Oaks, California.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you
so
much.
Are there really a Thousand Oaks in Thousand Oaks?
I don't know. I actually don't know, but there's some. There's some oaks.
What can we do for you?
I love this topic. I love listening to you guys, too. I have a comment and a question.
Okay.
And my comment is that a few years ago in Costa Rica, in your Costa Rican course with you guys, I remember having such kind of a profound understanding of what it meant to be driven to drama. And my propensity to exaggerate stories that happened to me that kind of would stir things up in other people, and how that, you know, took me out of the moment, took other people out of the moment, and just it wasn't beneficial for anybody. And since then, I've just really noticed, been able to notice, you know, and stop myself from telling. And in that particular situation, it was about LASIK, and I made it sound like it was terrible when really it's quite a simple procedure.
Oh, you mean that eye
operation?
Eye operation.
Yes, yes.
So let me get this clear, because I really don't recall. You described the Lasix procedure with exaggeration and drama, which had other people who were potentially considering having that procedure get frightened.
Right.
Well, when you say it was not beneficial for anyone, that may be true, except for, according to a kid's mind, at some point it appeared beneficial. When we have dramatic expression of ourselves as kids, there's a couple of, quote,
perks.
Benefits.
Yeah.
One, you get attention.
Any attention is better than no attention at all.
And I recall Shai once telling me a story that he told a dramatic lie to his mother that got her very upset, so she wouldn't catch that he had done something he wasn't supposed to do, like skipped school or taken money from her wallet. I don't recall what it was, but I remember you telling...
Yeah, I don't remember the specifics at this point either, but I do remember spinning yarn that set her off so she wouldn't see me.
Okay, yeah.
So, whilst you're accurate from the adult, responsible Erica perspective, having done those things were not wrong. They were skill sets we put together as younger versions that had apparent benefits at the time we put them together.
And they had apparent benefits when we continued them.
Well, that leads right into my question, actually.
Okay.
Because I have noticed, you know, when I have a tendency to tell a story in a way that might negatively impact people, but I still notice that I embellish and use dramatic kind of words, whether exaggeration in a number or a curse word or something, when I'm talking sometimes, as though I need to do that to communicate and to make my point and to feel heard. And as soon as I do it, I'm like, well, why did I add that? I didn't need to do it. And yet I find that I still engage in that pattern.
Let me slow you down for a second, Erica.
Okay.
So here's the game. See, you're seeing it, but you're not seeing it objectively. You're seeing it and not liking that you still do it. That's resisting it, and that will keep it in place.
Okay.
So you're not actually going, huh.
Huh, look at that.
What drove me to add that?
Well, even you don't even have to know what drove you to add it. What you need to do is notice that you added it or you were going to add it.
Okay.
And if you see it, that's enough for it to dissolve. But if you then chastise yourself for having said it, you're basically reinforcing the whole phenomena.
Okay.
You know, there's a fellow who comes to Monday nights, somebody everybody really enjoys. And there was a period of time where most, when he would stand up to talk about anything, he would at some point throw in at least one curse word. And it definitely drove people off to think. It was a get rid of the intensity of the moment, knee-jerk behavior that he had.
I don't know
if that's the case for you, but somehow...
Well, I think it does take the intensity of other people's recognition or regard. It takes that off of you.
Yeah, no, that actually really resonates with me.
Yeah, because, you know, I was at a doctor's office not too long ago. And I thanked him for the work he did for me. And I said, you're very skilled at what you do, and I appreciate it, and I don't know that you appreciate it. And he said, well, you know, I'm just me. Like all of us think
we're just... It's just what I do.
But it's not. You see, you are more than your idea of you. If I were to ask 10 of your work associates or friends your strong points and your weak points, they would come up with very, very little in the way of weak points. And every one of them would find things that you would say, oh, no, they're wrong. I'm not that good.
Yes.
Yes. See? So if people are seeing your brilliance, drop in a curse word or two to throw them off the mark. See, I'm really quite crude.
You are really quite crude?
Well, if you he was doing being you.
Right, I was doing being you. Don't admire me too much. I'm really quite crude.
Here, try this. You like me? Try this.
Right. No, I never saw that before until you pointed that out. But I think it's true because sometimes I am communicating with a colleague or somebody and I feel like I am being heard and it is intense. And then I do sort of do something to diminish the intensity of the communication.
Right.
You're normal.
But you know what I find super neat about this conversation, and I know we have to go to break shortly, but is that as you're describing being driven to drama and what you do and the occasional curse word, it's as if you are currently fine-tuning. Like, you had a profound moment in Costa Rica, which is definitely a place where people in very easy, easy circumstances discover things effortlessly about themselves. And
most
now,
good.
Yes, they're usually quite profoundly wonderful. And, of course, that's a challenge to take. But now it's we're fine-tuning rather than something else. You know what? We have to go to a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
I sure can.
Perfecto. We'll be back shortly, everybody.
So come on back. And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Cane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Cane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
It's not long now until we do our Transformational Time and Project Management course in New York, May 3rd and 4th. You are invited.
And everybody complains they don't have enough time. And it's possible to have enough time for everything, and especially for yourself.
Really?
See, because this is your life, and you may spend a lot of it at work, but if you are complaining that you have to be there, then life becomes tedious and less than magnificent.
And you may devote a lot of your resources to your family or your children, but if you're not on your to-do list, life becomes tedious.
Sometimes torturous.
Sometimes torturous. So if you have a desire, we wholeheartedly invite you to join us.
It is
certainly not too late.
And we have people coming in from Europe and all over the place.
So yes.
If you live in the States, you almost have no excuse unless you don't want to, which is absolutely
fine. Cool.
Because the interesting thing is we don't want anybody to join us in any workshop that doesn't want to join us, doesn't want to be there. If you want to be there, we welcome you wholeheartedly. But if you don't, we'd say, why bother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, that makes things undramatic.
Undramatic and easy.
Yeah. Transformation made easy.
Yes. See, it doesn't have to be difficult. Your life does not have to be difficult to be significant.
I love that.
Yes.
That is very true.
It just came to me.
Well, you're brilliant.
Well, thank you.
Were you still with us, Erica?
I'm here.
Excellent. Yeah, you know, that's what you mentioned, Costa Rica. One of the things I love most about Costa Rica is how seamless and easy everything is. The food is magnificent and easy. The place is easy. The air and everything about it is
and
sweet.
It's very green.
Yeah, we just got an email from Federica, who owns it, the
resort
with its wife, Aide, talking about how excited they are. We're coming in 2015 and how they are seeing what they can do to even do better service.
Improve the facility.
Because they just are so inspired. So, awesome.
Well, you know, it really is exquisite. And the thing about, you know, the realization or what have you that I discovered a few years ago there, it's not like we sat down to work on that or think about it or, you know, try to fix something. It just everything slowing down and not thinking and just being with you guys and the other course participants, that it just magic just unfolds and it's really quite amazing experience down there.
It really is quite amazing how little we do and how much happens for folks.
Yeah, I like how you put it where you said it's about not thinking, because really it's our forward-thinking mind that blossoms these dramatic ideas.
Consequential events, you know, if something goes wrong with your body and your mind goes to the worst possible scenario, it's never the best.
You know, I had to kind of chuckle at myself last week that Shia was ill. I wasn't chuckling that he was ill, but during the night, and he had a fever and sweats and chills, and he'd had a minor procedure and, medical procedure, and there were just a few complications. So it wasn't just that he had a very low-grade fever and he was uncomfortable. My mind was like, 3 days from now, he'll be dead. Just like I ran to the past, found one person in my entire life who had unexpected complications to having hepatitis. I mean, I'm talking way back, somebody in Bali, Indonesia, who did not get medical care. My mind rooted through my file folder of unfortunate events, found something that's not even related, and ran off to, I'll be living alone.
A consequence that was very dramatic.
And it was, and to watch it and to know that it had no basis in reality, it was my escape valve from being with the discomfort of being with Shia and knowing that he was uncomfortable and there wasn't a whole lot I could do about that other than be with him.
Which was very soothing.
It was very soothing, and it was sweet. But our minds are these past, future, forward
survival mechanisms that come up with the worst scenarios so you can survive. You know, if you came up with the best scenarios, you wouldn't survive.
Yes, that's true.
Because best scenarios, your survival is not at stake.
Thank you so much for calling in today, really.
Yes, it was a pleasure talking.
Yeah, a real treat having you on the show.
Thank you so very much.
Enjoy those Thousand Oaks or however many of them there are.
Really are, right?
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
We have another caller.
Yeah, let's take her. I think
she's from the other side of the earth. Almost.
Yeah, practically. Ursula, are you with us?
I am. Hi.
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 Where are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm in Switzerland on a very nice, after a very nice spring day. We have a blue sky early evening here. It's really lovely.
Sweet. Sweet. Well, welcome to the show, Ursula.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to call in, really. You made me chuckle a few times right now. I listened to the show up till now, and it's funny. Drama is funny. I don't know. It was so funny. I had yesterday. Because I knew I was going to call into the show. I had a little drama with me and my desk and all the things that I needed to do, and it was so great because I was in front of the computer and in the moment where I thought I don't know what to start first and I don't know if the time will fit into. And if I get everything finished as it should be, I saw an email, like a newsletter of you, with an article that was called So Much to Do, So Little Time. It was just so funny. So I opened it and I read it and I chuckled and then I started working and one project is getting finished after the other and it's no drama today. It was really wonderful. Got so much accomplished and I was in a good mood all the time. So thank you for that article.
You're welcome.
But nevertheless, I do have a question. Since you mentioned this scientific way of looking at things, sometimes I am in situations where other people go into drama, and I wonder if I have a part in that. I have an example. I had a concert last Saturday, and we had a pre-rehearsal before that, and we rehearsed a bit, and then I sat on the. I'm a pianist and a singer, and I played the piano on that evening. So I spent some time on the piano, going through the things that were going to come in the concert. And after that, I stood up and I walked out of the room, and I tripped and fell. And the singer I was accompanying saw it, and she was so shocked. And it seemed to me that she didn't get out of the shock. Nothing happened, and I said it to her right away. Everything's fine. I had, like, enough time to roll myself, to let myself fall really easily, just on my backside, but nothing else was done to my body. And I was fine, but I didn't seem to be able to shake the trauma off of her. And I just wonder if you have any input into that. That was just a recent example where she was coming back to me a few times. Are you really all right? And I said, yeah, I'm really fine. And
well,
you know,
so let me just tell me her first name again.
Her first name is Anna.
Anna. Okay, I guess you didn't say her first name. So let me just make this make sure I've got it clearly. Mm-hmm. You were at a rehearsal for a concert where you're a pianist and also a singer, and you ran through some of the things you were going to do, and then you stepped out to take a break, and you tripped, which started a dramatic type of concern in Anna, and she kept coming back to you to make sure you were okay. Is that, did I follow that correctly?
Yes, exactly.
Well, one of the things that I notice with you on this radio show today is you're a little driving forward. You're just a tad ahead of yourself, which is probably why you tripped in the first place. And my guess is if you're a little ahead of yourself, Ursula, when somebody says, "Are you okay?" you're wanting to brush it off or to reassure her, but in a let's get on with things type of way, rather than to stop, look her in the eye, really be with her, and say,
I'm fine.
It was a little embarrassing, but I'm fine. So that the two of you connect. It's as if you're in either in your embarrassment or in your desire to get somewhere or to prove that you're okay. You didn't slow down enough to really be okay.
You are absolutely right. I really wanted it off the table as quickly as possible. So that it
you wanted it what?
Off the table as quickly as possible.
Well, that, isn't that a form of resisting what is?
Yeah.
Which would have it continue?
So then,
and
in answer to your question, Ursula, can you set up drama in other people? The
answer is yes.
Yes.
Because if you're not there with her in a way, so that she really gets that you're fine. The other thing, too, is I remember once Shai and I, long time ago, prior to transformation, when we were living at the meditation center in Italy, we were running, and we were running down a hill, and I tripped and I fell. And I got the air really knocked out of me, and I'm sprawled out on the ground, head down, because we were on a downhill slope, so it was quite a dramatic. Shai is getting sensations up his body remembering it. And what was very interesting for me was at that moment, actually felt really good to lay there because I was down, I was safe, I was fine, I wasn't hurt. And Shai was like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And there was some part of me that was like, "What? I'm fine. Leave me alone." But the reality was to see it, to witness it, was quite violent in a way, and it was shocking. And there's the shock and fear of losing a loved one, or the visual really had an impact on him at the time. And sometimes you underestimate that.
Yeah, I see.
And also, I don't know if you were listening when we were speaking with Erica, but sometimes we've devised as kids, either having things go on, like hurting ourselves or apparently hurting ourselves, as a way to get attention. Certainly got our attention.
It certainly did, yes.
And I wouldn't be surprised if just prior to that happening, she made some mention of how good you were. Some compliment that you couldn't deal with.
She does compliment me a lot, yes.
Yes.
Get away from me.
Right.
Oh, my God. Okay, thank you.
You think
so
I'm
much.
Great? Try this.
Great.
I was listening when you talked to Erica, and I thought, oh, okay. There you go. Okay.
You know, it's funny. I know that performers are professional at being seen, but I also know
it's
that
always behind a mask.
That behind their performance, many performers are very shy or mm-hmm. don't like attention, interestingly enough. We need to
take a break right about now.
Yeah, available to come back after the break?
Yes, of course.
Most excellent.
Excellent.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss being
here.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. I know a lot of you are enjoying the show because our listener base is
growing,
expanding, and thank you for listening. We really appreciate you.
And we really appreciate you sharing the show with your friends.
It's wonderful. We're hearing from people all over the world who are discovering the ease of transformation.
And the impact of another perspective. Because, you know, we all get lost in our own lives and we can only see what we know to look for. And if it's outside our reality, it doesn't exist. And so what's possible is that you can share the gift of enlightenment.
So for those of you who were proactive enough to search the web and you found us that way, our hats are off to you. For those of you who listened to a friend who said, check this out, and you did, our hats are off to you as well. And for those of you who have been sharing the show, thank you so much. We deeply appreciate it. If you want the added visual element, we have a subscription series called the Premium Excellence Club, where you get a video of us having a conversation with someone each week in your inbox. It's a year subscription. It's really quite wonderful. You can find out more about it on transformationmadeeasy.com. And for all those of you who've participated in the videoing, our hats are also off to you, because we watch the videos each week and find you immensely inspiring. And speaking of inspiring, we are speaking with Ursula. You still with us?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. You sound even clearer now than you did when we left.
Oh, well, that's because I was listening to you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, excellent. You know, I love that, Ursula, your question on so many levels, and one of which is that you're...
Yeah, you really do elicit drama from other people, especially when you're feeling insecure or needy.
And, you know, lots of people start out looking at their lives and looking at being here and looking at being in the moment and self-improvement to improve the quality of their lives. And it's really wonderful when you start to include the impact you have on other people and making a difference in other people's lives and how you can support people in having day-to-day well-being as well. So, good on you, mate.
Thank you. You started that.
Yes, excellent. Excellent.
Hey, we do have another caller.
But before we go, just one last thing. I just want you to know we got some really lovely Facebook messages from your mom, Rosie, after attending the Hamburg weekend. And so thanks for sharing this with your mom as well.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. It was a blessing that she comes with me. It's really great. And, you know, what's great, too, is that I'm already registered for the autumn course in Hamburg, which is about having a drama-free life.
Oh, that's right. Living a complaint-free, drama-free life in October in Hamburg. Between now and then, we are coming to your neck of the woods. We're coming to
Cambridge, England,
in July for Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment. So, just to let everyone know, they're invited. Thanks for
calling in
today.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent.
All right, we have Kat on the line. Where are you calling in from today, Kat?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, New York?
Brooklyn, New York.
Excellent. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've been listening to the entire show and really having an incredible time listening to you talk to Erica and Ursula. And I'm no stranger to drama. Sometimes I'm surprised how easily and how often I can create it. I guess especially when things are either going well or I'm ready to step into something that's unknown or scary, like if I want to move forward in my career.
Well, everything that's unknown is scary to you.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Everything that's unknown is scary to you.
Yeah.
See, the way you enter into your experience of living is through a filter of fear of whether or not you can do it, rather than just doing it.
That is very true.
So you're not just looking at what needs to get done and doing it. You're adding in a dramatic element that makes it seem as though you've accomplished something.
That's so true.
I mean, which has more value to the kid's mind that put this schematic together, overcoming great odds or doing something easily?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, it's like overcoming great odds. It sounds so dramatic and like something's happening, but it's like...
It's heroic.
Yes. Yes, and you know, one of the other things that I wanted to ask, too, is because I'm so familiar with this drama, you know, I was interested in, you know, what a life looks like without drama.
Well, and, you know, I'm left with a question when I hear you say that. You know, you've been so invested in drama. My question becomes, are you willing to give it up?
Okay.
Because even the way you're presenting, when you say, I've been so invested in drama, even the quality of your voice has a dramatic flair to it.
Right. Wow, that's really neat to see.
And what I found even more interesting was the delay in your response to my question.
I don't think she answered it.
I know she didn't, but it's still a delay.
Do you recall his question?
Oh, am I willing to let it go?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I know that yes. Okay, well, let's do that, then yes.
Well, then half the battle is over, then. If you're willing to let it go, you're on the other side of the hill.
Uh-huh.
But, see, and here's the thing. Most people get something out of drama. There's a payoff in having it in your life.
You're not stupid.
Right. We know
people are not stupid. They're not going to do something that doesn't have value of one sort or another.
Right.
Right.
The other thing is, your story, the story of your life, your upbringing, your background, your relationship with your parents, your relationship in general, have a lot of drama in them. So when you're talking about you're willing to let go, it includes letting go of the stories that we carry around that define us.
Right.
See, if you didn't define yourself, especially by your, quote, weaknesses, you'd be unstoppable. But you define yourself by your past and your, quote, failures in the past. And I don't think they were failures ever. They were successful in creating a story about who you are that you could live out of that had enough. Well, it's sort of that you could get the respect of other people in your striving.
Okay. That's really interesting.
I hope so.
Yeah, gain the respect of other people because I'm working so hard and I'm overcoming all these obstacles that I've created.
Right. Very good. Now we're getting somewhere, Kat.
Yeah.
See, you've overcome all these obstacles, but they're of your own creation.
Oh, my gosh. That's so true.
And you don't have to create obstacles to get ahead in your life. You can actually flow through your life. Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Uh-huh.
Dare I say date.
Yes.
You know, funny, as we're talking to you, I'm recalling when Shai and I did live at this meditation center, there was a song somebody wrote that is actually a round, you know, thing where one person starts and then the next person starts. But it's a kind of a Zen-type poem, and it keeps coming to mind as I'm listening to you. It's
sitting silent.
Sitting silently, doing nothing. Spring comes, and the grass grows by itself. When we're talking about growth, I mean, the growth is easy. Spring comes, the grass grows by itself. You add this element of doing rather than having the flow of life.
Being. You see, there's no mistake that this show is called Being Here. It's about being in your life, not doing being.
Right.
You've been doing your life, right? But you haven't been being there for it.
Right.
You need to slow down a little bit, Kat, to get into the moment. Because if you're ahead of yourself, you're never in the moment.
Right.
One of the things that it occurs to me as you were also talking about how you've created these odds and obstacles for you to
overcome.
There's a measure in that of feeling sorry for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When we've been trained to feel sorry for ourselves. We, it was funny, last week we were in, we stayed an extra night in New York City, and there was a band that had flown in, a high school band that had flown in from California to
perform at the Lincoln Center, which is, you know, significant.
So the day after their performance, or 2 days after, and they were getting ready to leave, and it was the elevator, and these young gals were in there talking, and the one was like, "Did you lock the door?" "No, I didn't lock the door." "Oh, my gosh, that means I'm going to have to go back up to the room." Now, mind you, it's an elevator. It's not like they have to walk back up to the room, but it was just this horrible inconvenience that she had to get out and go back to the room. And then, as we're going down, the elevator door was opening on different floors because there are other people from the band who was also leaving, who had punched the down button. And the door opened, and these girls went, "Oh, you're killing me. I can't, this is just, I can't believe that." It was just, the perfect amount of teenage angst and juvenile disdain that they had to put up with the door opening and additional people getting in the elevator before we got to the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, they were just so dramatically put upon.
Right.
But,
and, you know, we've all been raised in a culture of drama. We really have. You look at your television shows that have been going on for years and years, that have been training us how to be
and how to feel sorry for ourselves,
right,
more effectively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was kind of a joke. You're taking this awfully seriously.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, it's all very dramatic. I get interested in all the ways drama manifests.
Right.
Without judging what you see, because it's going to be funny.
Okay.
You'll see it in an eye roll. You'll see it in a sigh. Somebody asks you to bring them more something to the table, and some part of you, fine. You know, it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's really about discovering how to be a yes to what's showing up in your life, what your life is requesting from you, rather than have it be a burden.
Right.
I remember,
Kat, you're capable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember, Kat, when Shai and I worked in Bali, Indonesia, and there were lots and lots of stairs. Everything was on different heights. And I remember when the phone rang, the owner of the hotel that we were had our conference center next to used to run flights of stairs to get the phone. And that's when I realized that my complaining nature about what was menial and my complaints were conditioned in. So I highly recommend that you just start watching for it. It's pretty funny.
Okay, cool.
And don't make yourself wrong when you notice it, and it'll dissolve.
Right.
Ours is a slack jaw school of enlightenment. You do something, you notice you did it, you notice a thought you had, and you go, huh.
And you move on.
And you move on.
By the way, next week's show, since Shai said your drama might be saving you from dating, is called The Art of Relating. So tune in.
Yeah, awesome.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
This is great.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to all of you for listening. Again, if the show's touched you, please share it with your friends. And we'll be back next week.
So come on back and don't miss
Being Here.
Q.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.